another day. Make it a good one to start with. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Good morning, everyone. It's going to be a wet Wednesday.
Wet Wednesday. It's good. It's got a flow to it, hasn't it?
It does.
I hope you have a wet Wednesday.
My mum used to have a saying that was, you're slower than a wet weekend. You know, if we were dragging our feet and not being very quick as kids to get something done, she'd say, you're slower than a wet weekend.
Get your skates on.
Get your skates on, exactly.
That's not going to make you go
pull
faster.
Your finger out.
Pull your finger out. But pull your finger out and get your skates on. But wash your hands first.
Oh, it's good to be here. How are you, Sally? Yeah, you've got a new hat on, which is fabulous.
Got a new hat, yeah. It's very similar to the old hat.
It is.
But it is newer. It's a bit cleaner.
It's had cleaner,
less stains.
Yep.
And it fits my head better.
It does. It looks fantastic.
I'm very happy with that.
It's a very U hat. I don't know what that style is called, but it's different to a cap, a normal cap. What's that style called?
It's called just a cap.
Just a cap. Okay.
It's a very stylish cap. Where do you buy such a stylish cap?
You know, these are very rare. They're made in Tibet by Tibetan monks on their deathbed.
Right. Oh.
And there's only four of them. Well, that's what the girl at Target said. You know, very, very rare hats.
Oh, very good. Well, we're all looking good. We're feeling good. It's Wednesday and the rains are coming.
Yep.
Got and plenty going on.
Yesterday after the show, you guys caught up with Mark Gable.
Oh, yeah, from the Choir Boys.
Yeah.
What a hoot.
We'll play that for you next.
I think the Choir Boys are better than the church. They should stay away from the church.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Yesterday, after the show, the team caught up with Mark Gable.
Is that Mr. Mark Gable from the Choir Boys?
Yeah, Mandy. And Akmal, are you there as well, mate?
Yeah, I am.
You look, I'm really sorry. I've never, ever done anything wrong in my life. I've never been unfaithful. I've never gotten really, really... I've never taken drugs. Yeah. I've never sworn or done. I've never been arrested. Nothing.
Yeah.
This is the first time that I've screwed up.
Oh, Mark.
Well, you know.
We forgive you,
look,
firstly.
You know, but you're almost perfect, and no one's perfect except Jesus, and look what they did to him. So lucky.
But, you know, the problem is with him is because he was Middle Eastern, forgive me that, but they picked on him, right? If he had been born in Wisconsin, would never have happened.
If he was Swedish and tall and blonde, he wouldn't. The only cross he would have seen would be a hot cross bun.
So racist.
Yeah.
What? The world is or Akmal?
Oh, everyone, both, really. Both, everyone. Yeah.
Yes. Because we got pictures of Jesus when I was growing up, but he looked Swedish.
Mm.
He looked like, if you remember Bjorn Borg, we had a picture of Bjorn Borg dressed as Jesus.
Yeah, he did look like Bjorn Borg.
He did, yeah.
Well, he did because, here's the thing, he was actually Jewish.
That's right.
And where did the Jews come from? That side, the Middle East. So funny that, isn't it?
That's right.
He's actually black.
That's right. You never see Jesus short like my height with a big nose and, you know.
Well, what a cheery way to start an interview. But anyway, it's lovely to talk to you.
Yes.
Lovely to talk to you. I'm really sorry I'm not there in person because I really wanted to have the physical contact between us. You know, because
Akmal was looking forward to that.
It feels like you're here. It does.
Yeah, well, because, I am. I am, well, spiritually. But not mentally, not physically, you know.
Well, I'm not here mentally, so it's okay.
I can vouch for that.
You work together, it's not my fault.
You've been around Australia, I would have thought many, many times.
Many times. What's
the biggest hole you've played?
Tennant Creek.
Tennant Creek. I think that's one of the few places I haven't been.
Yeah, you haven't?
Yeah, both of you, I know that you both haven't been there. I know this because I have all the records from Tennant Creek.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was trapped there for 4 days, or where the band was, and so you don't have to go there. I've been there for you.
Yeah, thank you. You're like Jesus. You've suffered, so we don't have to.
That's right. And I hear the most interesting thing about Tennant Creek was the $2 shop, and I went in there and I bought four Britney Spears T-shirts, and the band wore them on tour.
That's awesome.
Do you know, when we interviewed Mossy, he said, because Akmal asked him the exact same question, which was the worst place you played in Australia, and he said Tennant Creek.
Oh, that's a popular one, that one, yeah.
So,
I mean, a close...
Unanimous.
Yeah, that was the winner. A close second would have been Kalgoorlie or somewhere in... Kalgoorlie?
I don't mind Kalgoorlie. And then, of course, there's Catherine, which is up the road from Tennant Creek.
Yeah, I've driven through Catherine.
Catherine's good, you know, because we played at the Catherine Hotel several times, but on one occasion they didn't have a stage. This is the first time we played there. And the stage was, wait for it, a piece of string strung from one side of the the main room to the other. The band on one side and the audience on the other.
That was what separated you. That's hilarious.
That's right. That's great.
The audience did not cross that string, right? They sat, some of them sat under the string, but their heads were on the other side.
Because they're probably too hot, too weak to break the string.
That's right. Mm.
Mark, you've had such an interesting life, but you are bringing your explosiveness in your guitar riffing and your vocals to the Hardy's Bay Club in January.
Yes, well, you know, the truth is we live just up the road, and I don't want any of you bloody stalkers to come and try and find me, okay? Yeah. Don't bother, right, because I will stab you with a piece of string. Right?
Okay, that's okay. Great.
Wow, that's a painful way to go. Well, look, it's lovely to chat to you, even if it's not in person. Mark Gable playing the Hardy's Bay Club 4th of January, which is perfect, doing it with Melinda Schneider, which will be a whole lot of fun, and some amazing musicians. So get down to the Hardy's Bay Club on the 4th of January. Tickets are at austick.com.au. Thanks, Mark. Good
Thank
to
you,
chat,
Mark.
Buddy.
Thank you both. I love you both very much.
I love
you,
too.
Oh, God, I love you. Oh, my God, I feel much better.
Love you. Wow, it's $5 a minute. That's
$5 a minute.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Have you been to Christmas Island? It's quite remote, Christmas Island. It's right out there.
It's where the refugees are, aren't it?
No, that's Nauru.
Oh, yeah. They used to be on Christmas Island.
I think they did too. Yeah, it's a very remote island. It's a very scrubby kind of.
Yeah, Scott Morrison, I heard him the other day singing, "I'm dreaming of a white Christmas island."
I wouldn't surprise me. But there's been a bit of a...
An
incident. That's what the word I'm looking for. I've really got to wake up, don't I? A Western Australian doctor was holidaying over on Christmas Island. She was just going and, you know, looking through the caves because there's some really remote bushland on Christmas Island.
Yeah.
So she went, I mean, why she's doing this on her own, I'm not sure. Like, why would you go do that on your own?
She's an adventurer.
She was an adventurer.
Maybe she doesn't like people.
Maybe she doesn't.
Maybe people don't like her.
Well, she's a doctor, so I'd hope she'd like people.
Well, we don't know.
Anyway.
We don't know. I know some very dodgy doctors that don't like people. They don't like themselves.
Anyway, she does, and she was over there, and she was going through one of the caves, and she was just exploring it on the south coast of the island, and she lost her bearings in the dark.
In the cave.
In the cave.
Why don't you just turn around, idiot?
No, she was so far in the cave, she lost her bearings.
I see, yeah.
She couldn't find her way out of the cave.
So it was a big cave.
And then she found the rest of the rest of the morning she was trying to get out of the cave, and then she realised, I've got to conserve my energy in case I'm really dead set lost.
Obviously intelligent. She's a doctor.
Well, she had a few little snacks with her, but she didn't have enough water. So she ended up having to, like, she was there for 3 or 4 days, not able to find her way out of the cave.
Scary.
That would be scary. Mm. She said she was able to kind of keep her eye on the time because her watch glows in the dark.
Oh, good.
So that was lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
And she had to drink cave water to survive until everyone found her a few days later. And the only reason they found her was because she didn't send her daughter a text, because normally she texts her daughter.
Well, yeah.
And she didn't go back to her hotel and stuff. So amazing survival, though. She could have died in the cave.
It's hard to find a charger in the cave. You know, you'd have to be very lucky.
To find a charger and a PowerPoint. Yeah. Well,
I spoke too soon. There's one right there.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't happen. But look, you know, these so-called adventurers, I have a different name for them that is not suitable for radio.
Yeah, maybe don't say
but
that then.
Look, people who want to go adventuring on their own, I don't think we should send the, you know, Westpac helicopter and spend all this money. I think if they want a challenge, then don't go looking for them. Don't go looking for them. If they survive, then we make them into
a Darwinian theory. If they survive, then they deserve to survive, and if they don't, sucked in.
Well, they get a prize. If they live, we make them say, you know, the treasurer or something.
Okay.
Or, you know.
Fair enough. We can't be any worse than what we've got already, so let's be honest.
Exactly.
And if they've got survival skills, they'll need them when they're in office.
I wish Peter Dutton would get lost in a cave.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah.
And ScoMo, for that matter.
Yeah.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
There's a guy, I love it when people get angry in a creative way.
Yeah.
You know.
You've got to respect somebody who does something angry,
but thinks about it. Cleverly, just doesn't just go and punch someone.
Yeah,
that's,
I agree.
That's the standard.
That's lowbrow. Like, get creative, guys.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, it's immediate and it works sometimes, but don't do it.
No.
We don't recommend you do it. But this guy is far more creative and very clever. He lives in a town.
In England.
In England, thank you. And the town was, you know, the bureaucratic towns, they're all the same.
Mm.
He wanted to get his garage built.
Mm-hmm.
and he wanted to get permission from the council. I never understood why permission from the council. Shut up, council.
Mm.
You know, I want to build a, you know.
Well, it's to stop people from doing stupid stuff, I suppose. But a garage seems pretty reasonable to me.
Yeah, garage seemed, but, you know, we don't know what the garage looked
true.
Like.
True. Could have been really high or something.
Could have been crazy yeah. garage. Could be, you know.
Yeah, could be in the, yeah, who knows.
Yeah, don't know what he was
so what
do
happened? The council said no.
Well, the council kept him waiting for 10 years. 10 years.
Yeah, it's a dispute. That's what that is.
Spare a thought if you know if you've called Telstra and you were put on hold for 45 minutes. Spare a thought for this guy. Mm. 10 years.
10 years. The council. 10 years. Disputing his garage.
Garage, right?
Mm.
So he'd had enough.
Mm-hmm.
He'd had enough, and he decided to get the town back by building a gigantic middle finger. It's just a gigantic. He's gave the whole town the finger. And it's gigantic. It's like, you know, it's 10 feet
that's so
tall
good.
and they can't remove it because it's too big.
Well, I think it's classed as public art or something.
Well, I didn't know.
So he can't. So they can't remove it. So what? The finger's just standing there pointing to the whole town, is it?
It's pointing to the whole town, and he put floodlights on it just so no one misses it.
Oh, I think it's on top of a giant billboard type pole.
Yeah,
so it's elevated
wow.
and
so you wow. can't get it down. It's fantastic. I love this guy.
This guy's fantastic. Amazing.
Wouldn't you just love to? You know, I'd love to. Get that finger, that's 10-foot finger, and go to my family's Christmas party and say, this is what I'm giving you for Christmas.
Oh,
you
know,
flipping the bird.
They feel the same way about me. But, you know, there was a town in Australia, this is a true story, where this guy wanted to have a big thing because he didn't have a big thing. You know, the big banana, big
merino.
Merino, all that. And he, because they grow peaches. Have I told you this?
No.
And so he decided to build the big peach.
Mm.
Problem with the big peach is from a distance, it looks like gigantic ass, right? So he gave the town the ass. And the town had to remove it because everyone was coming to see the
big peach.
To see the ass.
Oh, the big ass.
Yeah. Bring the kids to the big ass. These school holidays.
Come stand under the big ass.
Come and take your photo taken under the big ass. Because
wow.
it looked, you know, peaches.
Mm,
you know,
they do.
He didn't think it through.
No.
But, yeah.
But look, I think this morning, it is a stressful time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we should ask the question, and I know this is a bit radical and a bit, you know, well, it's early.
It's early.
What do you want to give the finger to? What do you want to flip the bird to?
What are you flipping the bird at?
Well, I'd like to flip the bird at the lights at Avoca Drive where they meet Central Coast Highway. That's what I want to flip the bird to because every morning, and I don't care what morning it is, it could be a Saturday morning, it could be a Friday morning, but every morning, every single morning, they're red and I have to stop at them every morning. I never catch a green there. Never, well, never.
It's good that you know that. You stop at red.
I do stop at red.
You've progressed. You're a better driver now than when
I first
met you.
I'm flipping the bird at the Avoca Street.
Do you feel a bit better now?
I do feel a bit better now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good. Excellent.
What do you want to flip the bird at, Widow?
My credit card at the moment.
Oh,
It's one of those chip ones. And yesterday doing Christmas shopping, the chip is stuffed. So it says, please re-enter. So you enter it again.
Mm.
And it says, your card, please swipe your card.
Okay,
so you're swiping your card. And it's actually going to be the third time I've replaced it because of the chip wearing out.
Right.
So I'm flipping the bird at my credit card.
Okay, beautiful. Mm. Darren from Tumbiumbi, what do you want to flip the bird out this morning?
Hi, Darren.
Good morning, all. How are we for a beautiful, wacky Wednesday?
Oh, fabulous, my friend. What do you want to flip the bird at?
My bank.
Oh, yes. Yeah. What have they done?
Sent them a bloody credit card statement. Too early.
Yeah. Oh, too early.
Time of the year. I want payment or something.
You know, those bankers are criminals.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know.
They're robbers.
I don't know. A lot of people accuse me of being a conspiracy theorist, but it's actually illegal to charge interest. What right have they got?
Anyway.
They have no right.
Let's not get into your conspiracy things. Darren, are you ready? We're going to count you down and we want you to give the bird. Are you ready?
Which bank?
Three. No, don't
no,
say.
No.
Three, two.
I'm not allowed to mention it.
No.
No.
Ready, Darren? Have you got your finger ready? Three, two, one, go.
Oh,
there we go.
Good on you, Darren.
Let's go to Arimba and Anne. Good morning, Anne.
Hi, Anne.
Good morning. Hi.
Now, Anne, you'd like to flip the bird. Who would you like to flip the bird to?
Oh, a couple of people. Yes.
Not us.
No.
Oh, few.
No. When you're driving around looking for a parking spot and you put your blinker on, they're very hard to find now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And someone takes your parking spot right in front of you.
Oh. I'm with you.
I'm with you, Anne.
They don't see you.
I know, it's wrong, isn't it?
That's happened to me a few times on the Central Coast, I'm sad to say.
I know.
And there's nothing you can do. You just got to move on with your life. You
Anne,
know?
Can I just ask, and I hope this isn't a too personal question, but how old are you, Anne?
I'm in my 50s.
You're in your 50s. Good. I'm glad that you're representing the 50-year-olds this morning. Now, are we ready? We're going to count you down to give the finger to all the horrible drivers on the Central Coast. Are you ready?
Oh.
We're going to do it together. We're going to do it together. Ready?
Yeah,
Three, two, one, and...
Go. Well done.
Let's go to Michelle in Woy Woy.
Funny, funny.
Who do you want to flip the bird to this morning, Michelle?
Well, can I do a simple one? Because yesterday on the M1... Nobody would let me merge, and I ended up in
bloody Tuggera. You ended up in Tuggera because no one let you merge.
Oh,
well, that
goodness.
Is ridiculous.
That is terrible.
That's just ridiculous. Your phone line's pretty ridiculous too, but let's go. Three, two, one.
Go.
Excellent, Michelle. That's to those guys that didn't let you merge.
And she ended up in Tuggera. That's a sad ending. She could have ended up in Hornsby.
Anyway, Paul from Terrigal, wrap this up for us this morning. Hey, who would you like to flip the bird to, my friend?
Good morning. Listen, I'm a taxi driver, so there's hope for me. I know Akmal is a taxi driver,
yep.
But I drive around doing the speed limit, and I have people overtaking me on double white lines, and I have people going fast, screaming all around the Central Coast, and they're giving me the bird. So what I'd like to do is all the people that are rude and are going too fast on the Central Coast, you need to slow down, and I'm giving you the bird!
Yay! Well done.
That's great.
Oh, Paul, you know what? You're a cab driver at this time of the year, which is just a huge nightmare. Exactly. So we're giving you a singo's ham, my friend. Thanks, buddy.
Well done. There you go. Don't we all feel better now?
You know who wants to give singo the finger?
No.
All the pigs around Australia.
Stop.
No.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
There are a lot of things in life where you think, you know, they're dangerous and, you know, keep away, and make sure the kids don't touch it, whatever. But stairs, I would have thought, is not one of them. Even if they're moving stairs. Yes, moving stairs is a you know, it's a new phenomenon.
You're talking about escalators.
Escalators is what I'm trying to say, yes. What is the difference between an escalator and a travelator?
The travelator's flat, there's no stairs, and the escalator has stairs.
Why do they make it flat?
Well,
it'll be easier.
It is easier when you've got luggage. Yeah.
If you've just stepped in oil, if you went to the mechanics and stepped in oil and then went to the travelator, you know, you could get to the top and then go back again.
Be like one of those cartoon characters.
Yes, I'm like a cartoon character.
You know what? There's an escalator in Melbourne. I reckon you probably have been to it. I don't know that I have. Melbourne's Parliament Station.
Yes.
Have you been to Parliament Station?
Yes, I have. It's really huge.
It's massive.
It's massive, right? And they've had over 600 related injuries. How do you injure yourself? Come on. That's
I understand this because it's so disorientating when you get on that thing. You feel wobbly. It's like your vertigo. I get really freaked out on those really long ones.
Poor thing. Yeah, that's really tough.
I know.
Life is hard.
It is.
And it's Parliament. I'm guessing a lot of politicians ride it and injure themselves because, you know, they're a bit sort of a slightly retarded.
Don't say that, Akmal. That's offensive.
No, not really.
Anyway.
No, not really.
It takes 25 seconds to travel from the bottom to the top.
And
of
25
this
seconds.
That's a long time.
25 seconds is not a long time. And, you'd think you would get through that journey without causing an injury to your face.
Look, Akmal, I'm not the only one. Producer Al, I have felt really disorientated on these escalators.
Do you ride them with like roller skates or?
No. I don't know what it is, Al. Do you know what it is? Is it when you look backwards or what is it that makes you feel weird?
I know when I say go to Bondi Junction Station in Sydney, they have those weird lifts as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm almost 2 meters tall.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's because my head's almost touching the roof, but I'm looking straight, but the roof's going down.
I know, it's so freaky. It's freaky.
Yeah, it throws. I've actually got to hang on because I get really, like, I wouldn't say dizzy, but I get
a little bit vertigo-y.
What's going on?
You should join the army or something, like, or the Marines.
You want to see me in a uniform?
Oh.
I want to see you out of the uniform.
Oh.
Hello.
What's going on?
What's going on here?
I'm not sure what happened
there. No, but, you know, it's a strange thing.
You know, do you know what I was thinking, though, Akmal, with this really, really, really long escalator? So this is so huge. It takes 25 seconds to travel up and travel back again. When you're a parent, and almost every parent has had this experience when you've got a little toddler with you, and they've been walking for maybe 12 months, and they love their
12 months? That's a big escalator.
No, I'm just saying, like, when your toddler is walking, they've got this newfound freedom.
Thank you very much. Thanks, sir.
And you get to the shopping centre, and your toddler gets on and takes off, and then you get on and try and get them, and then they get on the other side and come back.
They're
and it's like this comedy of errors trying to find a toddler on this escalator.
Well, I'm not. Get yourself a lead. You know, one of those leads that you have for dogs?
Well, it would be very hard on this long one anyway. You'd have to wait for a very long time.
Get one of the extendable ones. You know those ones? You can just press a button and your toddler's right back.
Akmal's parenting tips on 2GO.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Now, it's a bit of a sad time for ultraviolet. That was the colour for 2018. That was Pantone's colour for 2018. Ultraviolet's got to bow out now and make room for the new colour. The new colour by Pantone for 2019 has been announced.
Fantastic. It's always disappointing for the colours that don't get in.
I know. Like,
oh, no, I missed out again.
I know.
Like, grey. Oh, no.
Grey hasn't had a run for a while.
Not for a while, for a good reason.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's grey.
Well,
I don't know what to do. Puce has just got the wrong name, hasn't it?
Puce, it doesn't sound nice at all.
Does anyone even know what colour puce is?
Yeah.
What colour's puce?
It's pinkish.
I think you're making that up.
Magenta?
I don't know whether we've got a drum roll. Guys, I'm very excited to tell you that the colour for 2019, Pantone 16-15-46, is called Living Coral.
Oh, Living Coral. Yeah. You can get it at Bunnings.
Living Coral.
So you go to Bunnings, say, I want my house painted in Living Coral.
Living Coral.
Just got the colour for you. So what is that?
Living Coral is an orange shade with a golden undertone. Mm. It's been described as sociable and spirited and familiar and energising and life-affirming. Life-affirming Living Coral.
Who's
Pantone. The people that make the colours have said that it's life-affirming.
They make colours.
It's a life-affirming colour. Yeah, they make colours. Yeah, so Pantone.
God's kind of given it over. He's outsourcing.
Yeah.
You know, no, but it's basically orange, really. Orange. It's an orange.
No, it's coral, orange. Mate. It's coral. It's a very subtle tone.
No one likes orange because it doesn't rhyme with anything. Doesn't, you know,
you're right,
it's not good for you.
Do you remember when Tomek bought that orange BMW and everyone just went, oh, mate, what are you doing? No one buys an orange car.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who's buying orange cars? No one.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons other than that to not like
Tomek. It's true.
Orange is actually my favourite colour.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
Widow, really?
Ever since I was a kid, I've loved orange. I think it's a cool colour.
It's a proper colour. It's predictable. It's straight. It doesn't muck around.
Yeah, but you're not going out and buying orange T-shirts and stuff and an orange car and painting your house orange.
Guess what? I like a sunset, a beautiful sunset, lots of orange. Love it.
Wow.
Actually, orange is on our 2GO logo. Yeah,
well, do you like the Living Coral colour, the life-affirming Living Coral?
No, I hate it.
So it's funny that that it's Living Coral for 2019, but all the coral in Australia is dying.
It's
white.
It's like 2019 with global warming. It should be called Dying Coral. Exactly.
Mm.
2GO.
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Join the conversation 13-27-10. We'll send you along to the Red Hot Summer Tour. 2GO is proud to present Suzy Quattro and the Angels when they come to the coast for the Red Hot Summer Tour 2019. Tickets are on sale now at ticketmaster.com.au.
It's going to be a great gig, and you can win those tickets right now with us by joining the conversation. Now, I want to just start by saying I think teachers are amazing. They have one of the hardest jobs on the planet, and I wouldn't do it for quids.
Well, you'll only get quids.
Mm.
Not quids. Quids is a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, I just wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it for a lot of money because...
Well, you're not qualified.
I know, so but it's probably... just having all those humans that you're responsible for to teach them, especially high school students. I think high school would be a really tough gig.
You know, I would do it if they bring caning back because that's all I would do, just cane them all day, just as a preemptive
Preemptive strike.
Yeah, bang, bang.
Well,
yeah.
It's funny you should say that because there's a teacher in the US who's actually been arrested. Like she's, and we can laugh.
Been arrested?
Well, we can laugh at it now because, you know, it's.
Yeah, it's in the past.
It's in the past.
And it's a
we don't know it. But yeah. it's pretty funny to listen to. She lost it. She just flipped out. And you can understand why. She's got, you know, 30 or 40 kids. She's a science and chemistry teacher, 52 years old. And one of the students filmed her flipping out. We've got a little bit of audio.
They kept pushing her, though.
They did. They were pushing her and pushing her.
And then she snapped.
And then she snapped, exactly.
Yeah. So, which is what they wanted.
They did. And this is where students can be really cruel, especially at high school. But they pushed and pushed and pushed her. She snapped. She started singing the American National Anthem. And I'll tell you what she did after you have a listen to this.
Mm. Take a seat. What's so proudly we hailed by the twilight's last streaming.
So did the, she sits a kid.
Is that why they arrested her? Because she couldn't sing?
Or? No, wait. Yeah. No, they sat it. She sat this kid down in front of her. Mm-hmm. She started singing the song and she started cutting chunks out of his hair, throwing it behind her and just lopping big chunks off his hair. Mm-hmm. And some kids were actually quite scared because she had a sharp pair of scissors in her hand.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's why she was arrested, because it was considered dangerous that
a
she
weapon,
had scissors. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she completely and utterly flipped out. And I was thinking about how at school, you know, when you're dumb and you're a kid, you do try and flip out the teacher. Like that's kind of part of what you do.
You do. It's very strange. But can I just say she's lost her job as a teacher, but now she's got a job as a singing barber.
A barber.
She's very good at it.
Yeah. Well, I remember I went to an all-girls Catholic high school, right? Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And we did get – I did hang around with a bit of a rough group at one point, and we decided to steal a mouse from the lab, from the science lab, where there was these little mice there.
Not a computer mouse.
No, no, a real live one. Mm. So we put it in our pocket, and we went to the religion room. Now, the religion room was a room which was filled with lovely cushions, and it was a place to relax and do meditations and talk about God and all that sort of stuff.
Well, that's hence the name.
Hence the name, the religion room. So we get in the religion
room. Different room altogether.
Room.
Evil room?
No. It was the religion room. Mm. Anyway, we get into the religion room and my girlfriend unzips her pocket and the mouse escapes and runs across the floor. Now, keep in mind, there's 40 girls of the age of about 13 or 14 who suddenly just jump up and just go, and start freaking out. And so there is now chaos in the religion room.
Yes.
And the teacher's flipping out and people are throwing cushions at the mouse because there's all these lovely cushions in the religion room.
Oh, yeah.
So, so there's cushions flying everywhere.
Poor mouse.
I know, the poor mouse. I'm not actually sure what happened to the mouse. I can't report. I'm sorry. Wow. Anyway, the teacher did flip out.
Yes. What happened to the teacher?
She just flipped out. She just kind of got us all out of there and it was chaos.
She cut your hair?
She didn't cut my hair.
Did you sing?
No, she didn't.
That's not a flip out.
When I was at school, we had a substitute teacher for 2 weeks when we were at school, and he was replacing the other guy. Anyways, we had this one guy in the class that after the roll call, every day for 2 weeks, about 3-4 minutes after the roll call, he would jump out the window. Now, it was a ground floor classroom.
Okay.
He'd jump out of the window, run around to the door, knock on the door and say, "Oh, sorry, I'm late. I'm here now." And the teacher had no idea. For 2 weeks, he'd go, "Okay, no worries. Just come and sit down."
So
you've
so
marked
funny.
The role you've seen. Yeah.
Look, I want to ask on 13:27:10 for your best worst school story. We've all got one. One of those stories where the teacher flips out or where, you know, something has gone wrong. 13:27:10, tell us your best worst school
story. Story.
All right, we'll get yours next. Mm. We've got the lovely newsreader Jade in to tell us one.
Hello.
Got one. Hello.
I do. I have a great story. I've probably got a few, but this is the standout.
Okay.
So I went to a Catholic school on the coast.
Okay.
Great school. However, exhibiting some not so Catholic values when we were organising our Year 10 formal, and there was a bit of a fight over the table decorations. Because
that's so Year 10, isn't it?
Live and die by table decorations. And it turned physical. There was a bit of a punch-up. A girl broke her nose from another girl slamming her against the bathroom door.
Wow.
I know. And then as revenge, the girl who broke her nose got someone else's school bag and put all of the contents in all of the toilets of the toilet block.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow, good Catholic girls.
Yeah, people think that boys are bad. That's hardcore. No.
It is.
Scrag fight.
Mm. I mean, if you're going to fight, you might as well.
Do it properly.
Yeah.
Do it like a real Catholic would.
Oh, man, that is unreal. Let's go to the phones. We've got Cherie from Gosford. Hi, Cherie.
Hi. Now, Cherie, what's your best worst school story?
One day in roll call, it was gear, so the, you know, when you compulsory sit down and read.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. So my roll call, my teacher didn't actually believe that my stomach pain was genuine, mm-hmm. and I kept saying, no, look, it's painful. Mm-hmm. He made me walk up to sick bay with my own bag, even though I could barely walk. That afternoon, my mum took me to the hospital. That night, I had my appendix out, and I didn't return to school for nearly 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I've been through that experience.
Wow. And did the teacher, like, say anything afterwards, like, I'm sorry I didn't believe you or anything like that?
He just said, when I returned, he said, oh, so you're finally back, are you?
Oh,
wow.
That's hardcore.
He thought you'd been in sick bay the whole time.
You thought he'd been there probably for 2 weeks.
And had you lied to him before?
Never. I had never done that before.
Ah. Oh, Cherie, that is unreal. And I bet you felt a little bit smug walking back in there going, yeah, see, told you.
You'd have chucked your appendix.
Yeah.
You should have chucked your the appendix, because sometimes they give it to you, in his face. Say, there you go. Yuck. See, I was sick.
Mate, we're going to send you along to the Red Hot Summer Tour next year.
That's awesome. Thanks,
Pete. No worries at all, Cherie. Have a great day.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Now, you love a conspiracy theory.
Well, yeah, look, you know, conspiracy theories are about just keeping an open mind. Mm. You know, I'm not asking you to believe it. I'm just saying maybe. Look, we don't know.
For everybody else listening, Akmal came in one day and tried to get me and Widow to watch a 4-hour documentary. What was that even on? Was that on?
It was called The Ring of Power.
Okay.
It's on YouTube, and anyway, it will change your life.
Yeah,
The Ring of Power.
Okay. You don't have 4 hours though, mate. That's the thing.
You have to find 4 hours.
Yeah. Anyway, Akmal's big on the conspiracy theories. It does our head in a little bit. Look, but I've found one that I think you're going to love.
Well, some of the popular ones, before we get into that.
Okay.
The Queen is a lizard.
Yes.
We all know that. Yep. I mean, there's no debate
proof
about
otherwise,
that.
Is there?
There's no proof otherwise. You can't prove it. Exactly. It's like God.
Yeah.
So you can't prove God
correct
exists or doesn't exist. The moon landing was faked.
And filmed in a studio.
Very obvious. They didn't have the technology
correct
to do it, and
yeah,
and the flag is way, you know,
all of that.
There's a lot of stuff. I can't go into it now. We don't have the time.
No, we don't.
You know, there's the Illuminati.
The Illuminati,
including people in power.
Is Tom Cruise in the Illuminati?
No, he's in Scientology. He's a dickhead. Maybe he is. You're confused.
I don't know. Maybe he is. I don't know the Illuminati.
Don't know.
I don't know. I've got to watch the documentary.
You're confusing.
Well, we got some celebrity conspiracy theories.
Okay, so you're
confusing the Eyes Wide Shut. That was about the Illuminati.
I'm not into conspiracy
doesn't
theories.
Doesn't matter.
But you know what I am into is the fun that people have online with celebrities and celebrity conspiracy theories.
Mm.
Now, there's one rolling around about Lorde. Do you remember Lorde had this song? And we'll never be royal. It was huge a few years back.
Yes.
I mean, she was a teenager when she wrote and made this song, and everyone went, oh, my God, she's so amazing. She's so young. Well, actually, there's a conspiracy theory that she's actually a 40-year-old woman.
Yeah.
And funnily enough, she kind of looks a little like she should be older than what she is,
see,
doesn't she?
You're coming on board now.
I am. Mm. I totally am.
Yeah, I can see that.
You can see that? What about the one that Justin Bieber... Is it too
late now to say sorry? Justin Bieber.
Doesn't that just make you want to shake your hips?
Does it?
Justin.
Check my fist.
Justin Bieber is a lizard. That's
the conspiracy theory. But that's obvious, right? I mean, we all knew that.
Do we?
Do we have any doubts about Justin Bieber? Well, when you say lizard, he's a shape-shifting reptilian.
Okay, there's a difference.
Well,
right.
He's a reptilian.
Okay,
yeah.
It's important to get the facts right
it
when
is.
You're dealing with a conspiracy
Is he related
theory?
To the Queen then? That's the question I have.
That's the very good question. I know you're making fun, but there is a link between all the reptilians.
All the shapeshifters are related?
They are related.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Glad we cleared that up.
I know you're taking the piss, and I will ignore that.
Okay. No. I've got one more for you, though. I've got one more, and I don't know how you're going to feel about this, because we both love him. Stevie Wonder.
Stevie. Oh, baby, here I am. All right.
What a great artist
now,
Stevie
is. This has been going around for a while.
This has been going around for ages, and the conspiracy theory is that Stevie Wonder isn't actually blind.
He's pretending.
He's pretending.
He's pretending to be
and
blind.
And he's fueling this conspiracy theory by saying in interviews that he's actually flown planes and...
No. He's been caught driving. Stevie Wonder. No, there's a photo. I'm telling you. Yeah, there's a photo of him driving a car, smiling like Stevie does.
Wow.
And he's not blind at all.
Imagine if he's actually pretending and he's been doing it for like 60 years.
He's very good
That's
at
a
it.
Very long gag,
You know,
isn't
the
it?
Thing is, you know why he's doing it?
Why?
Because when women are around him, they can change their clothes and not worry because they think, well, he's blind, right? And he's sussed that out and he's seen a lot of things that most men haven't.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You see what I'm, yeah?
Right. So if he's in a dressing room with other women,
they go, oh, it's
Stevie Wonder.
He can't see me anyway. I'll just strip off. And he's there and you can
it's
watch him.
It's a scam.
He just smiles a little bit. And you go, what are you smiling at, Stevie? Oh, nothing.
We'll just add that to the list of conspiracy theories, I think. Thank you.
Well, you don't know. You don't know. You have to be open-minded.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
You know what? We were just talking conspiracy theories, celebrity conspiracy theories, and I just think we should just keep this going. Let's do a conspiracy theory half hour here on 2GO,
it's Conspiracy Theory Wednesday.
Yes, it is.
Give us a call with your conspiracy theory.
Well,
go on then, 13, 2017.
Well, yeah, go on then if you want.
Yeah.
But we do need some mystic music for this.
Oh, okay. Mystic. I'm an Indian mystic, and here it is mystic.
Well, do you know, there is your stick.
mystic. Yes, please.
Have you ever
Be calm, be close your eyes and breathe. Don't forget to breathe. Because if you do not breathe, you will die. That is Buddha.
Do you remember Baba Vanga?
Oh, Baba Vanga,
have you heard of Baba Vanga?
Yeah, I saw it at Erin Affair.
Baba Vanga is a blind mystic.
Sorry, I was thinking of someone
who's
else.
Who's been dead for 20 years, apparently.
It's a woman.
It's a woman.
And it's a nun, and she was a nun from Bulgaria.
Bulgaria, yeah.
And she was blind, and she made all these amazing, like, she apparently she predicted 9/11.
Well, I'll tell you what else she predicted.
Not after 9/11, but before.
She predicted Brexit. She's predicted the Twin Tower attacks.
Yes.
ISIS. Mm-hmm. She's also predicted... she's predicted other stuff, and they're saying that her predictions are roughly 70% accurate.
70%.
That's not a bad rate when you're a blind mystic.
You know that
one
of the ones she got wrong was that Obama was going to be the last American president, and then America will collapse.
Well,
maybe she's right. Maybe Trump's not really a president.
Well, maybe he's not considered to be a real president. But I'll tell you, she has got some predictions for the next 12 months. Would you
she's
like
dead,
to know?
She's dead.
She's dead, but she wrote a whole lot of stuff
down. Did she predict her death?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Yeah.
But she predicted some stuff that's apparently going to happen in the next 12 months. Are you ready?
Tell me.
Europe is going to have an economic collapse.
Yes.
And an assassination attempt on Putin.
On Putin?
Apparently from within his own security team.
Oh, yeah. That's
She's very accurate, isn't she? Very detailed with
very
her predictions.
Very detailed. Anyway. A guy called Barry
will shoot
Putin in the back of the head.
Right, wow.
Because if you're going to assassinate someone, you know, what easier access than...
Well, if you're in the security team.
If you're his security.
That's right.
And you've got a
she
gun.
Also predicted a mega tsunami.
Oh, yeah.
Which is going to strike Asia. She also predicted a meteorite is going to land in Russia.
Did she predict who's going to win The Bachelor? Next year.
Oh, no, I don't think she did.
Maybe she did. Cryptic. She's cryptic.
She did actually say about Trump that he's going to fall ill with a mystery illness, leaving him deaf and suffering from brain trauma.
Well, I think it's already happened.
It's already happened.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast on 2GO.
I love this story so much. I love it when people get really antsy about baby names. And start to arc up. And there's a story.
People arc up about nonsense.
They do, don't they?
Arc about anything.
Now, I think it's your God-given right to sort of...
Arc up?
Yeah, I think... to tease your friends and tease your family if your baby's name is silly.
But
when I named my daughter Coco,
the
family were pretty, they're going, what, is that a real name? That's a dog's name. I've got a dog called Coco. Everyone gave me a lot of crap about it.
I've got a drink called Coco.
Yeah.
Mix it up.
Yeah, have it with milk.
Anyway. So why did you call her Coco?
I love the name Coco. I like Coco Chanel. I just love the name Coco. I think it's beautiful.
Coco Chanel.
It's a strong name. It's an unusual name. Anyway, my son's name is Wilkie, which is equally as weird.
Poor guy.
So, no, it's a strong name, Wilkie. It's a great strong, name. It's an old English name.
Well, it made
name.
Him strong because he was teased most of his life about it.
He was. Isn't it funny, though, now we call him Wilkinson Sword?
That is strange.
Which is odd.
You should have used protection.
And Co-Colossal, I call her. Anyway, they're the nicknames. But this is an actual name. It's not a nickname. A woman has had to cancel her baby shower because her friends and her family were mocking the child-to-be's name. Now, she's pregnant with this child, so she hasn't had the baby yet, but she's already chosen the name. And she wants to call the child. Are you ready?
Yes.
Squire Sebastian Senator. Now, that's his first name.
Let's hope he doesn't have a lisp. What's your name? Squire Sebastian Senator.
Yeah, or one of those little whistles that goes, Squire Sebastian Senator.
Yeah. You know, that could possibly happen.
Anyway, that's the first name of the kid, right? Mm. And everyone was apparently going, what a name. That's really dumb. And so she's cancelled the baby shower and she said, I have a really important announcement to make. Brings me great pain to tell you this, but I'm cancelling the event. I will text you soon if you're invited to my smaller, more exclusive party. At least here no one will judge me. But why am I doing this? Because you all have been talking crap about my unborn baby. How dare you? How can you judge an unborn child?
You've been judging Squire Sebastian Senator.
Yes. And what? That's enough. And she said, you cannot force me to change his name. This is the name I was meant to give him. This is his full name. You will not be allowed to give him a nickname.
Well, some people should not be allowed to have babies. But that's just my sort of fascist attitude. But some names are just, you know, I've introduced you to my friend Mabul Zahari, who's real. You doubted me.
I did.
You did. And so did you, widow.
I know.
His first name is Mabul.
It's Mabul.
Mabul.
Zahari is a common Arabic name. And Zahari. Mabul means acceptable or accepted, something like that.
But when you put it together and give it an Australian twang.
Mabul Zahari. Right? And he couldn't understand because, you know, where he lived in Egypt, it was a normal name. Yeah. But now people giggle.
So he came to Australia and everyone laughed at him.
And I said, yeah, now he's Peter.
Anyway, she's determined to keep it Squire Sebastian Senator. I mean, that's going to be a pain when you're outside. Squire Sebastian Senator.
No, well, what about when he goes to England? Everyone's Squire. Hey, Squire! Yeah. What?
Hey?
What's he talking to you?
What a way to start your day. Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
And now it's time for Space News.
It's news from space.
Everybody, hang on to your hats. You're about to have your mind blown.
I'm the only one with a hat.
Okay, hang on to your hat.
I've got it.
You're about to have your minds blown.
Mm-hmm.
So this is incredible. After 41 years... NASA's Voyager 2 spacecraft has finally entered interstellar space.
Right, jeez.
Do you know what that means?
It's taken its time.
It has taken its time, but you know it's gone?
Maybe it went the long way.
Well, it might have gone the long way, but it's gone past all the planets, the giant planets of our solar system, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus and Neptune.
Yep. Uranus is my favourite.
I know Uranus is your favourite. Yeah. That doesn't surprise me because you're a child.
Because of the rings.
That's Saturn.
Oh, that's Saturn.
Anyway.
I get confused.
Anyway.
I don't know my doesn't matter.
Okay. 41 years on the road and it's finally entered interstellar space. Now, the reason they know this is because the solar winds have really dropped off. They've been able to measure that the solar winds have dropped off, which means it's outside of our solar system. Now, people, I want you to think about this number. It has managed to travel 18 billion kilometres from the Earth.
Oh, yeah.
18 billion kilometres.
Right. That's further than Cairns.
Sure is.
Yeah. Wow, that's
it
a long way.
It sure is.
Mm.
I just find that mind-bending to imagine this thing that is now outside of our solar system, a man-made object, a human-made object that's now further... Like
what's it running on?
I don't know. It's just going.
Petrol?
It's going.
Is it like a station like in Pluto where they've got to fill up? We've got to fill up.
Yeah. Want the E10 this time.
How does it keep going?
I think it must have solar power or...
I've got
no idea. Actually, that's a really good question.
Thank you.
And I don't know the answer to it. We need a scientist to tell us, how does Voyager 2 keep moving?
Give us a call, Elon Musk.
Well, if anybody knows how Voyager 2 keeps moving, and there are much more smart people than me.
Isn't it one of those things where in space, once it's got... trajectory and energy behind it, it just stays. It just keeps moving.
I think so, but 132710, if you're a space nerd and you know how NASA's Voyager 2 spacecraft is still moving.
And what's the petrol prices in space? Probably pretty expensive.
I would say so.
Because it's pretty expensive when you get, like, you know, out of town.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
We've got the lovely Mitch Garling, our local comedian here in the studio with us, and it's great to have you in here. We were talking about a woman in the States who's going to name her child Squire Sebastian Senator.
See, this is why we have condoms and the pill for people like that.
that, really? Yeah, that's a bit, I mean, a bit upset that you used my wife's Facebook announcement there, Squire.
No, you are having a baby, and it is a... It's a baby countdown. Countdown that's on this it, show. We is, love yes. it. We love it. When
did
are you
the
due?
Baby record? That's a real baby.
That's a real baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did the baby countdown bit?
We had to bring him in into the studio. Mm. Is
it, yeah. We tortured it.
It works cheaply.
What a helpful baby. Mm.
But, when are you due?
March. End of March. We're having a little girl.
Oh, you found that out? And have you got names? Out.
I'm not sure if I was supposed to say that.
Oh, wow. But, okay, well, you've done
whatever.
It now.
You know, yeah. we've done it now. That's right. Mum, we're having a girl. No, mum knew. But... yeah, so we're having a little girl. We're talking some names. We've got names, but...
what do you got? What are the...
Oh, there's a few.
What's on the list?
There's a few on the list. I won't say the leaderboard because I'll probably get in trouble on that one.
Don't do that.
To get the leaderboard, we like to throw them out to Lou's family, my wife, and also out to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want... Like, my mum reacts. My mum doesn't really have a filter, is essentially what I'm trying to say. So she reacts... quite badly without realising that she's reacted badly.
Oh, yes.
So if you say, oh, Mum, we're thinking Charlotte, she'd go, Charlotte, no! And, like, lose her mind. Mm. So what I've done now, I've started playing games with Mum.
Is
what I do is I'll say, oh, Mum, one of the guys at work just had a little girl and they've called it Kate. Just to test her.
Yeah, just to...
Kate, no! Oh,
okay, that's my
Kate.
Wife's name.
Sorry, is
she,
it?
No, yeah, she won't get on with your mum. That's what's your mum's name?
Judith.
Judith.
So it's pretty old school.
Pretty old, good, nice name.
Anyway, have you thrown out a funny one to her?
No, I haven't as yet, but I thought that maybe in the next couple of weeks, I might see if I can get some recording of Judith.
Oh, yes, losing it?
Absolutely losing it at some names.
Go and tell her that you want to call your baby Sebastian, what was it, Sebastian Senator something?
Sebastian Senator Squire or whatever it was, and it is a girl still. Mm. So we'll have some fun with that, I think, in the next couple of weeks.
Oh, good.
Well, you should give her an Arabic names. Arabs are very popular at the moment.
What was the one before?
Fatima or...
What was the one before?
Mabul Zahiri is a real person. He's one of my good friends. His first name is Mabul and his second name is Zahiri. And he went through maybe a decade of ridicule and now he's called Craig.
Craig? I thought it was Peter.
Peter, you
well, let's go with...
You're just making it up.
I'm just... No. He hasn't actually changed his name. He hasn't changed him. He calls himself Sam sometimes.
Yeah.
He's kept it.
So did you have a gender reveal party? Because these things are in the news at the moment and everyone's losing their minds over the gender reveal party.
Yeah, no burnouts.
No burnouts
us,
for you?
No pinatas or anything
pinatas?
Like that. To be honest, everything's happening so quickly that we've kind of forgotten.
No, yeah.
You're having a baby?
Forgot I had a baby. I mean, I noticed the bump, obviously, on my wife. I was like,
what's
that
about?
You
thought it was
just gas. But yeah, she had a huge lunch. Good on you. but no, just, I guess things, like even just before on the radio, I said, oh, we're having a girl. And then was like, I don't know, I was supposed to say that.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure who knows. Yeah. I can't remember who knows and who doesn't.
Man, you've got to get a grip here,
look,
Mitch.
Look, people make a big deal out of it. You know, say, oh, what did you have? And you say, well, it's either going to be a boy or a girl. The options aren't that, you know.
No. That's it. I mean, my mum rang me the other day, absolutely upset. She put some girl clothes on my wife's Facebook wall.
Oh yeah.
And was like, I've stuffed up. I'm so sorry. Like, what have I done? I've told everyone it's a girl. And it's like, oh, we haven't told anyone yet. So I wouldn't, don't even stress. So she's fine now.
Why do you feel you have to keep that a secret? I mean,
I don't know. It's just, I guess it's just part of that rigmarole.
It's like
you have to do it.
It's like you're opening a present.
Exactly.
It's a surprise. You should wrap her up in Christmas.
An act surprised.
Now, Mitch, you got a gig happening soon?
I certainly do. I'm doing the Iron Mike Comedy Christmas show.
Now, this is tomorrow night at the Gosford Sailing Club, which is a great venue for comedy. They've been supporting comedy on the coast for a long time. 8 p.m. I highly recommend everyone get down there.
Yeah.
So there's a whole bunch of you doing a few little bits and pieces.
That's correct. Yeah, I'll be hosting.
Nice.
Thanks for the invite, by the way.
Do you want
to? You know, I'm a local. I just live up the road, but that's okay. It's all right.
He feels left out, Mitch.
Okay. Mate, I've left a spot.
I'm a comedian, aren't you?
Akmal.
Akmal is my name. Yeah, thank God you said Akmal.
Oh, I thought you were Carl Barron.
Ando.
Oh,
I'm Ando.
Well, do you want to go along, mate?
Yeah, I'd love to.
You want to come along?
If you'll have me.
Mate, 100%. I'll call one of the young kids and tell them they're bumped.
Yeah, just bump them off.
No, not at all. There's definitely room for
you. Have them whacked.
Always.
Will you get up and do a little
bit? Will you do a top five tomorrow?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Wow. Well, there you go.
I love getting up because, you know, it's the only time where people actually listen to me. Oh. You know?
And I mean, you've been doing radio for a bit, so it's nice to get like an immediate reaction.
That's right.
From people.
Do you know what? I think he struggles because he doesn't get the audience reaction from me and Widow, and he's constantly saying how
how hard it is to get a laugh in this room.
Oh well,
they're the toughest audience ever. It's like they're a bunch of Germans, backpackers or something.
I've opened something up there.
Yeah,
yeah. No, he hurts. So he will be now at the Iron Mike Comedy Christmas Gosford Sailing Club show tomorrow night at 8 PM too. So, and I imagine that it will probably sell out now.
Oh yeah, well, I mean I'll chuck it on the old Facebook this afternoon. And Mitch Garley.
And if it doesn't sell out now, it's going to be my fault.
Exactly, Sally.
I'm going to be the one bumped.
Yes. Either way, you're to blame.
Mr. Garling, thank you so much for joining us, mate.
Pleasure as always. I'll see you all tomorrow.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
What a show it's been. I'm sorry if you missed it. I really feel sorry for you because there were so many highlights. I can't remember anything.
It was half a highlight and it happened at 5:30. No,
5:30 before we started.
We do our
best stuff before we go to air.
You can go back and listen if you want to have a listen to the show. There's the 2GO app, which is well worth a download, and you can check it out online, 2gofm.com.au, Akmal.
Yes, now it's off to bed for me.
Is it?
Yes, I love
sleeping.
For
the rest of us, we stick around and we do work for a few hours.
Well, that's stupid.
But, you know, obviously you're the...
I mean, do you want to chat to the boss, mate? The boss is here.
I think there's a meeting. I think we've definitely got a meeting.
I don't do meetings.
There's a large meeting.
I made it clear, I don't do meetings.
You don't do it's emails, against, actually, you don't I do have, meetings. No. You don't do much, really, do
well,
you, Sally?
It's against my... I have a religion. It's a religious thing that says, you know, in my holy book, it says no meetings, do as little as possible. And then, you know, go to bed.
And on that note, have a fabulous Wednesday and we'll see you tomorrow.
Mickey D's up next. Bye.
Wake up with Mandy and Akmal live from 5:30 weekdays on 107.7 2GO or catch up anytime via the 2GO app.